Do acronyms make you say TMI or IDK? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Can your doctor tell an upper arm from a uterine artery? You'd better hope so. Your flu shot only goes in one of those places. But in medicine, the acronym UA has 18 different definitions. Do acronyms do more harm than good? Adrian Barnett at Queensland University of Technology thinks so. Barnett says that as science evolves, researchers invent new acronyms. That means scientists may not understand each other's papers. To track this alphabet soup, Barnett and a collaborator wrote a computer program. It combed through 20 million biomedical articles written since 1950. 1 million unique acronyms were tracked. Findings? Acronyms quadrupled over the past 70 years, but most were used in just one paper. 80% of acronyms appeared in fewer than 10. Barnett suggests that, instead of inventing more acronyms, scientists should just spell things out. Until then, to clear things up, you can count on us at LDOS, which stands for...
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.